Welcome to chapter 7 in the e-commerce series. And now in this chapter, we will talk about mobile commerce. So what is m-commerce or what is mobile commerce, the applications of mobile commerce, and we'll also talk about what is f-commerce or Facebook commerce. Now, if you think about food delivery apps, if you would have used Swiggy, Zomato, or other such food delivery apps, they are primarily and almost 100% used only on smartphones or tablets. You don't go on to your laptop and go to Swiggy.com and place orders. It doesn't work that way. Swiggy is a mobile app, Zomato is a mobile app, and you order using your mobile phone. That is m-commerce. The entire online transaction, selling and buying, happens on a smartphone. So operating business transactions on the internet using mobile devices, smartphones or tablets, is what is m-commerce or mobile commerce. So it's a sub-segment of e-commerce as a whole. So buying and selling of the products and services happens with the use of mobile phones, tablets that have access to internet or cellular data. So people shop on Amazon app or Flipkart app, right, for goods or groceries. In fact, more and more people are now using Amazon, Flipkart, Myntra on mobile apps, not on their websites. So mobile commerce is becoming huge. But for categories like food delivery, Swiggy, Zomato, or categories like booking a ride-sharing cab, Ola, Uber, it's only and only happening on mobile devices, not on laptops or computers. So the platform uses web stories, hybrid apps, or native apps. So either you have native apps built by companies, or you have hybrid apps which work both on a laptop and a mobile, or you have web stores which open up as in an app format when you browse those websites on your mobile device. It also allows potential customers to search for products, compare prices, and make payments faster. So you can shop on the move. If you have to use a laptop or a computer, you would need to sit down somewhere at home, in office, in a coffee shop, or even in a train, bus, cab, but you would need to be sitting comfortably, power up your laptop, open up a website. But in a mobile phone, it just happens instantly. You have an app installed, you just swipe up, you unlock your phone, you press on the icon, the app opens, you browse for what you want, and you order it then and there. You may be just taking a walk in the morning or in the evening. You may be busy in a meeting, you may be having a meal. You could order it at your convenience instantly. And mostly your smartphone already has your credit card details or your UPI details saved for quick ordering. So it makes it a very hassle-free experience. And since mobile devices are easy to carry, it offers more mobility, accessibility, and convenience when it compared to laptops or desktops. So as per Forrester, buoyed by the rising mobile adoption in the Asia-Pacific region, especially in India and China, mobile penetration globally should reach 70% by 2022, almost double the total number of users way back in 2008. So almost 70% of the world will have mobile connectivity. So by 2022, the global mobile device usage is expected to reach more than 5.5 billion users. So in metros of China and India, 65% and 62% of online adult smartphone users have a screen size between 5 and 6 inches. That's a convenient screen size for people to be able to open an e-commerce app or even a website, browse products, and order it online. So India's mobile phone subscriber base has reached the 1 billion user mark in 2018, according to data released recently by the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India. So India currently has a smartphone user base of over 840 million, with smartphone penetration reaching tier 3 and 4 cities due to availability of more affordable smartphones. So you have sub 10,000, sub 12,000 smartphones available in the market. So this exponential growth in smartphone usage, as well as affordable data plans as low as 149 rupees per month, is what is pushing m-commerce in India in a very big way. Now compare the price of a smartphone with the price of a laptop. Now an average laptop would cost you anywhere around 35,000 rupees. A smartphone is available for as low as 8,000, even 7,000 or 10,000. And your monthly data plan would just be 149 rupees a month. You could have prepaid, you could have postpaid. Now, the data cost per gigabyte have dropped from 300 rupees per gigabyte to about 15 or even 10 rupees per gigabyte. So accessing internet on a smartphone is more accessible and affordable compared to owning a laptop or a desktop. Hence, more and more people, even in smaller towns, are able to connect online, shop online using their phones compared to laptops and desktops. So in India, the mobile commerce market may grow by 55% from its present size of $2 billion to $20 billion by the end of this year. So from $2 billion, it's expected to go to almost $20 billion by 2022. So globally, mobile commerce revenues amounted to about $96.34 billion in 2015 and is set to surpass $700 billion by the end of this year. So that's the growth estimated both in India and the world. This is the global m-commerce sales. You could see a steady growth in the past 5 to 6 years. And this is expected to continue as more and more sellers are selling on apps rather than websites, and as more and more people get access to smartphones and better connectivity. So what are the applications of mobile commerce? Finance, people invest in cryptocurrency, people invest in shares, people open up saving accounts, people buy mutual funds on their smartphones. So all, for example, you would have had Zerodha, Grow, Upstox, Coinbase. People use these platforms on their smartphones because they like to track the movement of the markets and stocks throughout the day. So what's easier than a smartphone? Then you have mobile wallets, Paytm, PhonePe, Google Pay, Amazon Pay, retail and after-sales service. So Amazon, Flipkart, Myntra, even travel websites, IRCTC, Redbus, Magic Bricks. So everybody is selling using mobile apps. So a smartphone is all people need for all these services: mobile marketing, mobile ticketing, booking movie tickets, entertainment, booking travel packages, making hotel reservations, gaming, healthcare, and medicine. If you want a doctor consultation today, you can log on to Practo or other such apps and you can book and complete a doctor consultation on your smartphone. You can order medicine using so many websites like MedPlus or MediCity. So there are multiple options across industries, and online food and grocery are all also there. So you have Swiggy, you have Zomato, you have Grofers, you have Big Basket. So if you look at all categories, every category, businesses in all categories have realized the growth potential that they have because of the growing penetration and use of smartphones by consumers. So this will eventually take over the percentage of sales that e-commerce generates from computers and laptops. So what are the mobile commerce benefits for businesses? We spoke about the benefits of consumers. What are the businesses benefits for m-commerce for businesses? First, faster purchases. People using smartphones, data is pre-filled. They are already logged into an app, so no need to log in or register. They can just browse and buy in an instant. So better customer experience. App notifications are a biggest source of promotions. So once you're logged in into an app, the seller could send you app notifications and personalized recommendations. Hence, a direct customer connection with the customers. Tailored content. The feed on your mobile app could be personalized. The kind of products on your homepage will be different to the products displayed on my app's homepage, because you and I may have different preferences. Mobile apps allow sellers to customize the homepage, the feed, and the notifications based on the customer's browsing and buying preferences. Then you also have geolocation and store navigation. So you could provide all these information to customers because one, you have your mobile app installed in their smartphone, they are logged into your smartphone, they have given permissions to your app to read their SMSs and track their location. So all that data information could be used for better targeting and better campaigns and to sell more to the same customer. Now, one of the biggest benefits of having a mobile app is that all the information you'd like to provide to your customers, including special sales and promotions, is right at their fingertips. Mobile push notifications is the biggest source of targeting. Everybody uses that. News apps, weather apps, even government apps like Kovin or Arogya Setu, they all push notifications to the smartphone user. A smartphone user does not even have to open the app. The app gives them push notifications, which the customer or the user would see and then maybe choose to engage or not. But having the option to engage and send personalized notifications is one of the biggest advantages of mobile commerce. Through push notifications, you're getting even closer to a direct interaction and can easily remind customers about your products, services, offers, and other important information. Now, mobile apps provide shopping experiences for people while at the same time gathering their preferences and their buying habits. As a seller, you're able to track, analyze, and change your strategies accordingly. Apps also provide new appeals and marketing options to raise sales. You don't have to wait in case of a website for a customer to open up his laptop and log on to your website. Since the app is installed in the smartphone and the customer is already logged in, he is always in a way connected to your app and hence connected to your business. So there are multiple benefits of mobile app for businesses. Personalization is one of them. Being able to reach to the customers directly by personalized offers, push notifications, analytics, all these makes it so easy for sellers to gather insights and tailor make their offerings, discounts, and offers. So personalization has been a game changer. If I have been browsing a certain product category on a phone app installed, the seller knows what to recommend me to motivate me to make an instant buy. So this always being connected, they having access to my browsing history, my buy history, my location history, makes it easier for them to run campaigns, send me push notifications, and keep selling more and more. And then, along with mobile commerce, the other interesting subsegment is F-commerce, Facebook commerce, or the larger umbrella could be called social commerce, because you also include Instagram and WhatsApp and other such platforms. So just like mobile commerce is about selling on mobile phones, Facebook commerce or social commerce is about selling on Facebook or selling on social platforms. Now, Facebook commerce is the retail transaction capability offered within the Facebook social network platform. It includes Instagram as well. Even WhatsApp now has the option of business catalogs and the ability to take orders. Add to it the WhatsApp Pay introduced by Facebook, they are now covering all the requirements of running a end-to-end social commerce within the Facebook network platform. So these capabilities are facilitated via the use of Facebook APIs that allow retailers to present products, information, and offers to consumers, as well as allow consumers to complete transactions within Facebook. The major advantage is that the customer uses Facebook or Instagram for their personal use, right? To connect with friends and family, to post about themselves. So they have a trust in Facebook and Instagram. They trust posting their personal information, images, videos. So a seller does not have to motivate or target the customer and ask him or request her to download a third-party app or visit a website. They use the Facebook interface Instagram or WhatsApp to sell their products right on an app or an environment that the user trusts. That makes it easy. So while you're browsing vacation pictures of your friends, right then and there, you could see a promoted product ad and you can buy it right then and there. That's the major advantage. Sellers get a trusted environment which a user visits multiple times in a day to sell their products directly to the customer. Facebook offers e-commerce platform called Facebook Business with integrated payment system which can readily be used for selling products and even services. It's easy to set up your business page, add product, integrate payment partner, promote pages to the millions of users. So Facebook's business profile have immense targeting features. You could target customers based on the demography, their income status, their marital status, their age group, education, their affinity to certain categories like frequent travelers or frequent online shoppers. So the filters and targeting possibilities are immense. You could reach the right customer segment to promote your business and products. So social selling uses varying social media platforms and networks to build better relationships. The point of social selling is to cultivate brand awareness in your target audience by using social media monitoring as a tool, developing an understanding of the unique needs, and establishing a connection with them online. What you get is access to customers' behavior on these social media platforms. A customer who on Instagram, for example, engages with travel groups and travel pages, you know, is a good target customer for you for selling travel packages or travel insurance. So that is what these social platforms bring on the table for e-commerce sellers. Now, when social selling is done well, your brand will be at the forefront of your ideal customer's mind. Now, Indians use their mobile phones mostly for social communication and entertainment. The average mobile internet user in India spends almost 70% of the time on apps like Facebook and WhatsApp and music and entertainment apps. Now that is what is important. If you have a third-party app, a native app, which you want users to use, you're dependent on the person opening your app to browse products or engaging with your push notifications. But Indians are already spending 70% of the time online on Facebook, WhatsApp, and such apps. So if you use their environment to promote your products, you don't have to wait for the customer to open or log into your app. You are presenting your ads, your products, right where your customer is spending his or her time. That increases your reach and access to your target customers. So on an average, a user in India spends 200 minutes a day on mobile apps. That's over 3 hours. Of this, 70% of the time Indians are using social apps and entertainment apps. 38% is spent only on social media giant Facebook and its family of apps, which are WhatsApp and Instagram. So this dominance of the Facebook family in India is far greater than in the US. The number of Facebook users in India is the highest in the world. India leads in terms of the number of Facebook users. This is as per January 2022. Hence, it becomes a prominent platform or channel for e-commerce sellers in India to promote their products and connect with potential customers in India. Now, what are the benefits of Facebook commerce, of the Facebook family of apps for businesses? First is brand awareness. Now, Facebook is one of the largest social media platforms in the world. So your business presence will gain exposure to potential customers. You get a chance to promote your product to all the users of Facebook in India. You don't have to wait for people to come and download your app. With Facebook's targeting features and Facebook ad campaigns, you could reach to anyone and everyone who is a Facebook or an Instagram user. You could drive website traffic by posting links to your website. You could help increase online visits so you don't have to always sell. You could use the Facebook network and the Facebook ad campaigns to drive traffic from Facebook or Instagram to your website and gain the trust of customers who can then buy directly from your website or from your e-commerce app. And targeted advertising. Now, Facebook advertising allows you to target very specific demographics, location, age, gender, and interest. For example, if you want to reach out to, say, age group 25 to 34 living in metro cities in India, maybe all females who are frequent online shoppers. Now, if that defines your customer group, you can reach them directly using Facebook advertising. That's how specific you can be while running promotional or advertising campaigns using Facebook. Now, generate business leads. That's another use case of Facebook as a platform for your e-commerce business. Your audience of Facebook likes can be a great starting point to gather sales leads. So you can use competitions and giveaways to gather email addresses to build up your marketing list, and then you can run email campaigns, workflows to promote your products and services. Customer service and feedback is another use case. Now, Facebook allows two-way communication between businesses and their customers. So you can use the messaging service, Facebook Messenger, to directly deal and interact with your customers. Reviews and comments can be a great way to gather customer feedback and hence find areas of improvement. So the wide reach of Facebook, especially in India, and people spending so much time on Facebook and its other apps like Instagram and WhatsApp, give businesses a lot of potential to not just sell, but to build a brand awareness, generate leads, and provide instant customer service and feedback to their customers. So you also can monitor and improve. So now you get a lot of data. Now when you advertise on Facebook, you get a lot of data. Just like Google advertising, Facebook advertising campaigns give you a lot of data about your target customers. These are known as Facebook Insights, which you could use to understand what content works best, the kind of images, the kind of posts. So do image posts do well? Do GIFs do well? Do videos do well? Do product posts do well? Or do how-to posts do well? So you get to understand all these insights about your target customer group. So it's all about using the available features and building brand awareness and gaining trust of the customer group that you want to reach the using Facebook and its other family of apps. Now, what's the current status of mobile commerce in India? Now, first, there is a steady shift of consumer behavior to online shopping from retail stores. Mobile electronic commerce is yet another way to purchase online items. And as we said, there is a huge case where mobile commerce would overtake e-commerce sales on laptops and computers because of easy and affordable access to apps and websites on your smartphone device, right from the price of a smartphone to the price of internet connectivity. Social commerce is a new world of online shopping. Shopping is inherently a social experience. You'll ask your friends and family for their opinion on products. You or you simply want to go shopping as a pair or group. So take your friend along, take your cousin along. So the online social platform opens new frontiers in customer engagement and marketing your products, building your brand, generating leads, or even driving traffic from Facebook or your mobile ads to your website. So mobile commerce, because of its easier accessibility, cheaper accessibility, and the ability to use apps and websites on mobile phone on the go compared to laptops or computers, will see a larger share, a larger wallet share in the overall e-commerce market size. Thank you very much.